This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Ciflox. Active ingredient, ciprofloxacin, as hydrochloride. This leaflet provides important information about taking Ciflox. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about taking Ciflox. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I taking Ciflox? Ciflox contains the active ingredient ciprofloxacin, as hydrochloride. Ciflox is an antibiotic belonging to the group of medicines called quinolones, pronounced quinolones. These antibiotics work by killing the bacteria causing your infection. Ciflox does not work against infections caused by viruses, such as colds or flu. Ciflox is used to treat certain infections of the lungs, skin, bones and joints, kidney and bladder, prostate, bowel. Ciflox is also used to treat inhalational anthrax, an infection caused by breathing in the spores of bacteria. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why this medicine has been prescribed for you. Your doctor may have prescribed it for another reason. What should I know before I take Ciflox? Warnings. Do not take Ciflox if you are allergic to ciprofloxacin, other quinolone antibiotics including nalidixic acid, moxifloxacin, norfloxacin, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Some of the symptoms of an allergic reaction may include shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, rash, itching, or hives on the skin. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can take this medicine. You are also taking a medicine called tizanidine, a muscle relaxant used to treat spasticity associated with multiple sclerosis, injury, or diseases of the spinal cord. Ciflox can interfere with tizanidine and can lead to undesirable side effects. The expiry date printed on the pack has passed, or if the packaging is torn or shows signs of tampering. If you are not sure whether you should start taking this medicine, talk to your doctor. Check with your doctor if you have allergies to any other medicines, foods, dyes, or preservatives. Take any medicines for any other condition. Are pregnant, or plan to become pregnant, or breastfeeding. Have, or have had any of the following medical conditions. Epilepsy, fits, seizures, or convulsions. Stroke. Kidney disease. Liver disease. Arrhythmias, fast or irregular heartbeats. Ciflox may increase the risk of arrhythmias, especially in the elderly or patients with low potassium levels, conditions where you have taken corticosteroids. You may be at increased risk of swelling of the tendons. Symptoms include pain, tenderness and sometimes restricted movement. Myasthenia gravis, a condition where the muscles become weak. Ciflox can worsen symptoms of this condition. A history of tendon disorders with the use of quinolones, e.g. moxifloxacin, norfloxacin, nalidixic acid. Have or have had a mental illness. Have diabetes. If you have not told your doctor about any of the above, tell them before you start taking Ciflox. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Tell your doctor if you are pregnant or plan to become pregnant. Ciflox is not recommended if you are pregnant. Medicines similar to Ciflox have caused joint disease in immature animals. Your doctor will discuss the risks and benefits of taking Ciflox during pregnancy. Do not take Ciflox if you are breastfeeding. Tell your doctor if you are breastfeeding or plan to breastfeed. Ciflox passes into breast milk and may affect your baby. Your doctor will tell you whether you should take Ciflox or temporarily stop breastfeeding while you are taking the tablets. Use in children. Ciflox is not recommended for children under 18 years of age except for use in inhalational anthrax. Use in elderly. Ciflox should be used with caution in elderly patients as they are more prone to side effects. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may be affected by CFlox or may affect how well it works. These include medicines used to treat arrhythmias, fast or irregular heartbeats. Theophylline, a medicine used to treat asthma. Oral anticoagulants, medicines used to prevent blood clots such as warfarin and its derivatives. Phenytoin, a medicine used to treat epilepsy. Medicines used to control diabetes. Didanosine, a medicine used to treat viral infections. Cyclosporin, a medicine used to suppress the immune system following organ transplantation. NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, medicines used to treat pain, arthritis and other inflammatory conditions. Methotrexate, a medicine used to treat severe rheumatoid arthritis, severe psoriasis, or some types of cancer. Duloxetine, a medicine used to treat depression, anxiety, and nerve pain in people with diabetes. Clozapine, a medicine used to treat schizophrenia. Rohypnol, a medicine used to treat Parkinson's disease or restless legs syndrome. Lidocaine, a local anesthetic medicine used to numb pain or cause loss of sensation. Pentoxifilline, a medicine used to treat circulation disorders. Sildenafil, a medicine used to treat erectile dysfunction. Agomelatine, a medicine used to treat depression. Zolpidem, a medicine used to treat sleep disorders. Levothyroxine, a medicine used to treat low thyroid hormone in the body. You must take CFlox 6 hours before or 6 hours after taking levothyroxine. These medicines may be affected by CFlox or may affect how well it works. You may need different amounts of your medicine, or you may need to take different medicines. Some medicines that may interfere with the absorption of CFlox. These include multivitamins, mineral supplements, antacids, used for indigestion and other medicines containing iron, zinc, magnesium, aluminium, or calcium. Sucralfate, a medicine used to treat duodenal or stomach ulcers. Medicines used to treat HIV infection. Probenecid, a medicine used to treat gout. Omeprazole, a medicine used to treat stomach ulcers and other conditions where the stomach produces too much acid. Sevelamer, a medicine used to treat high blood levels of phosphorus in patients with kidney disease who are on dialysis. Metoclopramide, a medicine used to treat nausea and vomiting, heartburn, and stomach pain. You can still take these medicines while you are taking CFlox. However, you must take CFlox at least 2 hours before or 2 hours after taking any of these medicines. Your doctor and pharmacist have more information on medicines to be careful with or avoid while taking this medicine. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect CFlox. How do I take CFlox? Follow all directions given to you by your doctor or pharmacist carefully. They may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. How much to take? Your doctor will tell you how much and how often you should take CFlox. This will depend on the type of infection and any medical conditions you have. The usual adult dosage for most infections is 1 tablet twice daily for 7 to 14 days. You may need to take your tablets for a longer period of time for some types of infection. Elderly people and people with kidney problems may need smaller doses. How to take CFlox? Swallow the tablets whole with a glass of water. When to take CFlox? CFlox tablets are usually taken twice a day. Take your tablets at the same time each day, preferably on an empty stomach. However, CFlox can be taken with or without food. How long to take CFlox for? Continue taking your medicine for as long as your doctor tells you. The length of treatment may vary from 1 to 28 days or longer depending on the type of infection. Do not stop taking CFlox, even if you are feeling better, unless advised by your doctor. If you stop taking your medicine too soon, the infection may not clear completely, or your symptoms may return. If you forget to take CFlox tablets and it is 6 hours or more until your next scheduled dose, take your missed dose right away. Then take the next dose at your regular time. Less than 6 hours until your next scheduled dose, do not take the missed dose. Take the next dose at your regular time. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you have trouble remembering to take your medicine, ask your pharmacist for some hints. If you take too much Ciflox, if you think that you or anyone else has taken too much Ciflox, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Centre Australia telephone 1-3-1-1-2-6 for advice, or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this, even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while taking Ciflox? Things you should do. If you are about to be started on any new medicine, remind your doctor and pharmacist that you are taking Ciflox. Tell all other doctors, dentists, and pharmacists who are treating you that you are taking Ciflox. If you are going to have surgery, tell the surgeon or anesthetist that you are taking Ciflox. If you are about to have any laboratory, blood, or urine tests, tell your doctor that you are taking Ciflox. It may affect the results of some tests. Drink plenty of water while you're taking Ciflox. This helps to stop crystals forming in your urine. Call your doctor straight away if you become pregnant while taking Ciflox. Develop diarrhea. Do this even if it occurs several weeks after you have stopped taking Ciflox. Diarrhea may mean that you have a serious condition affecting your bowel. You may need urgent medical care. Do not take any medicines for diarrhea without checking with your doctor or pharmacist. Experience symptoms of depression or self-endangering behavior. Ciflox should be discontinued immediately. Develop pain, burning, tingling, numbness, or weakness as any part of the body. Ciflox should be discontinued immediately. Things you should not do. Do not take Ciflox to treat any other complaints unless your doctor tells you to. Do not give your medicine to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not stop taking your tablets because you are feeling better unless your doctor told you to do so. If you do not complete the full course prescribed by your doctor, some of the bacteria causing your infection may not be killed. These bacteria may continue to grow and multiply so that your infection may not clear up completely, or it may return. Things to be careful of. Avoid excessive exposure to direct sunlight. Your skin may become more prone to sunburn. If such a reaction occurs, stop taking Ciflox immediately and tell your doctor. Ciflox tablets may increase the stimulatory effects of caffeine, driving, or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Ciflox affects you. Ciflox may cause dizziness in some people, especially after the first few doses. Your ability to drive and or operate machinery may be impaired. Drinking alcohol. Tell your doctor if you drink alcohol. If you drink alcohol while taking this medicine, dizziness may be worse. Looking after your medicine. Store below 25 degrees Celsius. Keep your tablets in the pack until it is time to take them. If you take the tablets out of the pack, they may not keep well. Follow the instructions on the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom or near a sink or in the car or on windowsills. Heat and dampness can destroy some medicines. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to take this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Do not be alarmed by the following lists of side effects. You may not experience any of them. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Nausea or vomiting. Diarrhea. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects. These are the more mild and common side effects. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Severe skin rashes, peeling of the skin and or mucosal reactions. Signs of allergy such as rash, swelling of the face, lips, mouth, throat, or other parts of the body, shortness of breath, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Fainting. Yellowing of the skin and eyes, also called jaundice. severe watery, or bloody diarrhea, even if it occurs several weeks after taking your tablets. Fits, seizures, convulsions, confusion, nightmares, hallucinations and psychotic reaction, even progressing to self-endangering behavior. Fast or irregular heartbeats, visual disturbances, eyesight problems, ringing in the ear, loss of hearing, abdominal pain slash cramps. Very rarely this can progress to a serious condition accompanied by fever and fatigue, pain, burning, tingling numbness and or weakness in your limbs, hypersensitivity reaction called DRESS, drug reaction with eosinophilia and systemic symptoms which may include fever, extensive skin rash, swollen lymph nodes, blood abnormalities and inflammation of internal organs like liver, lung, or kidney. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. The list includes serious side effects that may require medical attention. In isolated instance, some serious side effects may be long-lasting, more than 30 days and disabling, such as tendinitis, tendon rupture, musculoskeletal disorders and other reactions affecting the nervous system including mental health disorders and disturbance of senses. Photosensitivity, getting sunburned very easily can occasionally occur with Cflox. However, it is temporary, and staying out of direct sunlight while taking Cflox will prevent this from happening. Rarely, there can be a worsening of the symptoms of myasthenia gravis. This is a condition in which the muscles become weak and tire easily, causing drooping eyelids, double vision, difficulty in speaking and swallowing, and sometimes muscle weakness in the arms or legs. Rarely, the Achilles tendon, extending from the calf muscle in the leg to the heel of the foot, or other tendons have been torn after Cflox therapy. This may occur even within the first 48 hours of treatment, and up to several months after completing treatment with Cflox. This risk of tendon damage may be increased in elderly patients during strenuous physical activity if you are currently being treated with a type of medicine called corticosteroids, if you have reduced kidney function, or have received solid organ transplants. Tell your doctor immediately if you feel any discomfort, pain, or inflammation of a tendon. Rarely, you may experience hyperglycemia, high blood sugar, or hypoglycemia, low blood sugar. Symptoms of hyperglycemia include increased thirst, appetite, and urination. Symptoms of hypoglycemia include weakness, shaking, sweating, lightheadedness, headache, behavioral changes, confusion, numbness slash pins and needles in the lips, fingers, or toes, irritability, and hunger. Tell your doctor if you experience these symptoms. If you experience any of these symptoms during treatment with Cflox, tell your doctor or pharmacist immediately. Cflox may need to be discontinued. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What Cflox contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Ciprofloxacin, as hydrochloride 250 mg, 500 mg, or 750 mg per tablet. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Microcrystalline cellulose. Maystarch. Crospovidone. Progelatinized maystarch. Colloidal anhydrous silica. Magnesium stearate. Hypromalose. Titanium dioxide Ci7-7-8-9-1-E171. Polydextrose. Triacetin. Macrogol 8000. Potential allergens. Trace quantities of sulfites. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Cflox looks like. Cflox 250 is a white biconvex, round, film-coated tablet marked CF scoreline 250 on one side and G on the reverse side, OSTAR 1, 9, 5, 2, 0, 2. Cflox 500 is a white, biconvex, capsule-shaped, film-coated tablet marked CF Scoreline 500 on one side and G on the reverse side, OSTAR 195203. Cflox 750 is a white, biconvex, capsule-shaped, film-coated tablet marked CF Scoreline 750 on one side and G on the reverse side, OSTAR 195204. Available in blister packs of 14 tablets. Who distributes Cflox? Alpha Farm Pty Limited, trading as Viatris. Level 1, 30 The Bond, 30 to 34 Hickson Road, Millers Point, New South Wales 2000. www.viatris.com.au. Phone 1-800-274-276. This leaflet was prepared in August 2025. Cflox is a Viatris company trademark. Cflox_CMI.UG25/00.